This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Thanks again to Ted Robinson, who joined us. Looking forward to seeing him on Sunday. Finally, Fox has got this game, the NFL on Fox, and Chris Myers is calling the game. I go back a long way with Chris. I have so much respect for him, my former teammate here on Fox Sports Radio, and now he joins us on the official Raider podcast. And Chris, I know you prep a lot for all the games and all the opportunities you get as a broadcaster, but how about all the noise and chatter about Jim Harbaugh? Not so much on the Oakland side, but he got a start in the NFL with Al Davis. But can you believe that a coach who's been this successful is getting this much heat around the Bay Area? People are calling for his job like he has to run the table. Are you surprised by this?
I'm a little surprised about, you know, he's produced. Let's remind 49er fans how bad it was before Harbaugh showed up there. And this is a team with a great track record of success before Harbaugh, though they were down in the dumps, and he made the tough decision from Smith to Kaepernick, three straight championship games, even a Super Bowl appearance. But, you know, I still think they're in position to run the table and make the playoffs, but over the last four games, I think back JT to guys like Bill Parcells and even Belichick to a certain degree, you know, very good coaches who were in situations, whether it was control or just their personalities rubbed people who were the real bosses, owners, decision makers the wrong way, and that forced some kind of move one way or another, and sometimes just change is good over a period of time. So I'm surprised that it's at least on the outside gotten this bad, and from what the reports say from the inside, and not so much from players, but just from what you said, maybe some of those that run the organization with Harbaugh, considering how successful he's been and what he's done. And maybe part of it is that he thinks it's time for him to go somewhere else to coach. At least that's what we're trying to find out. I'm actually looking forward to sitting down. It's always a test talking to him in a production meeting, but at least we get that opportunity on the TV side to get some candid thoughts, if he's up for it. I watched his news conference earlier this week, and it was difficult for him to try to prepare, not for him, but at least to answer questions about his coaching career. As he said, he has a recessive gene that doesn't allow him to worry about his job beyond what's ahead, and his focus is the Raiders.
Chris Myers is our guest calling the Battle of the Bay for Fox. Chris, we're talking about the Battle of the Bay, but you were a part of the coverage of the Bay Bridge Series, Giants-A's, the earthquake of 1989. Take us back to that.
Yeah, that was my first year working at ESPN as a young West Coast reporter and covering the World Series with Chris Berman and Bob Lee, and sitting up in the stands at the old Candlestick Park when the earthquake hit with the A's and the Giants, and not realizing, you know, how serious the damage was in and around that area. Of course, watching players scatter, concerned for their families that were in attendance, and then what ensued afterwards, trying to decide whether they should continue to even play the World Series, how much time off. There were obviously safety concerns and things like that. But I tell you, always in these situations, and Tony La Russa, the manager of the A's back at the time, Roger Craig with the Giants, it impresses me how people rally around the situation, and whether it was citizens in the community or those in baseball faith. Vincent had by candlelight telling us, hey, we'll find a way to help this area get back, and also to get the World Series to be fair to both teams and to play it out. And that's one of the things that stands out for me in that moment. But at that moment, it was tough. I mean, we didn't know aftershocks what was coming next. I think people under the circumstances acted as unruly as they could in a situation where some people could have panicked and made it worse.
Hey, Chris, finally, I grew up in New York, and I remember as a kid when the late game would come on NBC, if it was Kurt Gowdy or Charlie Jones, and you'd see the sun-drenched field in Oakland, Kenny the Snake Stabler. For you, with your background in Florida, then your time in New Orleans, and you've been around the country, now you're settled in Southern California, it's got to be a big deal for you. You've had an unbelievable career, but calling a game at the Oakland Coliseum, baseball, football, there's been a lot of great moments on that field.
Absolutely, and the history, you know, as growing up in South Florida, when the Dolphins, they had a lot of great battles with the Raiders. I mean, I even remember, and you said some great broadcast names with Al DeRogatis and Charlie Jones and Kirk Gowdy calling the games on NBC, and I was a big, you know, John Madden coaching, and the Mad Bomber, Daryl and Monica, loved that style of play. Just as a young football fan growing up, I was attracted to that before I knew I would even get into broadcasting, before I even went to school. And the Raiders have always had, I know the success hasn't been there lately, but they're one of those teams. You think about the Dolphins, the Packers, the Steelers, the Cowboys, that cross all boundaries. And 90% of the people that watch the NFL, make it such a popular sport on television, cannot go and don't go to a stadium to see a game because there's not one in their area. And so the Raiders are among that popular group, but it's a great stadium. I just saw the note. We're going to talk with Colin Kaepernick, who I know is upset about the way he's playing, almost speechless with the 49ers, but had been to the Coliseum as a youngster in the punt, pass, and kick contest. So he brings a little bit of a unique perspective into this game as a 49er. So I did the game last year, and I know it didn't turn out well for the Raiders, but Nick Foles threw the record-tying 7 touchdown passes for the Eagles in a game against the Raiders, and at the time the Raiders were playing good defense and off to a pretty good start. So you never know what you're going to get, and John Madden will probably be in the building, so that's always a good scene when you go to the Coliseum.
I will see you Sunday. Thanks so much for doing this, Chris. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's always good talking to you guys, and yeah, come by and say hi in the booth.
Great to catch up with Chris Myers again. So I hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the podcast, The Broadcasters, Greg Papa, Ted Robinson, and Chris Myers. I'll see you Sunday in Oakland if you're going to the game. If not, keep forwarding the podcast. Send it out via Facebook, Twitter. Keep going to Raiders.com. And for everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Thanks for joining us on the official Raider podcast.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.